Hashem Elonim Amrei. For who Yoshev Petach Ha'ol Kechom Hayom. Rashi explains already over here. Vayira Elav Hashem. We learn from Chazal, the very important mitzvah of Levakir Zachola, that the different sources in the Gemara, whether it's in Nedarim, whether it's in Sota, the idea of imitating God, just like Hashem is Mevakir Chola, Sota we have to be Mevakir Chola. That's the more well-known. What's also very interesting is they point out, for example, Rav Moshe has three different ideas. We're going to talk a little bit about Rav Moshe here in the Drash Moshe. It's really amazing. But everyone points out that it's Vayira Elav Hashem. But what did he say? He didn't say anything. Just came to visit. We pointed out last year, I'll just mention it briefly, that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim has two major points. I pointed this out in Shir, but since people here weren't in Shir, so I could say it. Which is what? What's the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim?
To visit.
Number one is to go visit. For what purpose? So, good, that's psychologically
is
to be mishamish them. That's the shimush, good. But there's also a physical level of shimush, of taking care of their needs. But then there's part of the mitzvah, what'd you say? That's the psychological piece. But then the other piece, part of the mitzvah, if you look at the tour, is tefillah. So we mentioned that last year. Part of the mitzvah is tefillah. Okay? I was a family learning share. It was a family learning share that I gave. Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is tefillah, meaning is so if you say to a person, feel better, so maybe that was part of your kavanah that Hashem should give you a refuah shleimah, that's better. But I want to do a svorno. It's a very, very important svorno. Svorno says that here, Vayera Elav Hashem is not a din in Bikur Cholim. Rather, what just happened, if you look at the svorno in source number two, I'm sorry I didn't put in the numbers today, that he says, the svorno, Rav Avadja Svorno, 14th century doctor, says as follows, Kisham Nimol Avrahamaz. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu appear to Avram now? Because it's the Bris Mila time. So what? V'chol beiso nimol ito. Sham ofia el yitbarach shkinato la'amodu brit. It's not levakir chola, but this is a klal. The klal is that when you have a brit, then to have a brit, what's a brit? There's a covenant. You need two sides to a brit. So who's the two sides here? It's Avram and
Hashem.
Sham ofia el yitbarach shkinato la'amodu brit. Just like we had the brit of nitzavim, atem nitzavim ayom lavacham brit together. Vayichrol lifnei Hashem vayamur kol am brit v'nireh la Avram. I'm in the third line of the svarah. Shaya muchan mikulam lo tam amara. He says the same idea comes what by the story of the brit milah by Moshe. It says vayifkishayu Hashem. It shmot dalar chav dalar. Again, over there, by Brit Mila, Hashem shows up. But he doesn't say anything again. Says the Sforno. This is one of these Svornos you need to have in your pocket to be able to know how to Brit Mila Torah. The whole concept, as we saw at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, is to be able to have that brit, to be able to be a religious yid. The bris is between you and God. And here, that's where the Sforno says, the whole concept of having a special kisei at a brit milah. One level, which we know, and I have an article about this, is the concept of kisei shel aliyo. However, others, and it's brought down the halacha, the Sforno is brought down. You know what the kisei is? The kisei is not a kisei shel aliyo. It's the kisei for HaKadosh Baruch. To be able to say what? You have this brief, this connection. So very, very important idea of what the brief is. That's why maybe, possibly, we don't invite people to the brief. Because, literally, we know, how can you not go? How can you not go? Okay, and they ask the question, halachically, but you do invite people to a wedding. But again, the wedding is not called a brit. This is called a brit. Okay, it's based on this sforno. Next. Then we have Perek Yurchet, Pasuk Bet, as we continue, if you open it up, in Parshas Vayera. We talk about Hachnasas Orchim. We talk about Hachnasas Orchim. Here, within Hachnasas Orchim, what happens? You open up. For who Yoshe Pesach Ha'ol K'chol Mayam Ba'isayin HaVayar. V'nei shlosha anashim nitzavim alav. It's three people standing there. Vayar vayaretz likratam. He saw, he ran towards them. Mipetachov v'ishtachu arza. Beginning of the parasha. Vayomar Adonai. Im na matzati chen b'necha, al na tavor me'al avdecha. See, here we learn, the Gemara learns from here, if you understand that, what's going on, if you understand that the second word of Vayomar, that the Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is actually Kodesh, so then what's going on? He's in the middle of talking to Hashem, and he says, God, you wait here, because I got to go what? I got to go take care of these orchim. From this, if you look at the second source, the Gemara in Shabbos has a Gemara Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. When I say second source, the Hamak Davar. It's wrote down the Hamak Davar, the Nitziv that I quoted for you, the Gemara in Shabbos, that says, we learn from here, Gedola Mitzvah Achnasas Orchim Yoter Mekabolas Bnei Ashchina. Greater is the Mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim than Kabolas Bnei Ashchina. The question is, what does that mean? How can you say that? I mean, they're getting it from here. Al na, that he says to Hashem, if it's good for you, Al na tavor me'al avdecha, don't leave, because I'm going to go now, what? Yukachna me'at ma'im rachatsu reglechev yishanu tachat eitz. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, how can you say that bin adam l'chavero is greater than bin adam l'chavero?
Exactly. Crazy thought. What's going on here? How do you understand this chazal in the Gemara in Shabbos that we learn from here? How did Avraham Avinu do it? How did he do it?
Only one of them is a mitzvah.
Oh, very good. Hold on one second. Very good. Which one's the mitzvah? Chnasas Orchim was the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's gonna be one answer. That's based on the Ramban. We'll see. That's the truth. Is both the Hamak Davar, the Nitziv, and we're gonna learn the Ber Yosef together, quoting the Ramban, is actually in the same breath. Well, one of them is a mitzvah. We're gonna give two basic approaches. Okay. There's gonna be two basic approaches. One of the Hamak Davar and the Ramban, and the other one of my favorite grammatical idea of understanding the Mem. Okay, first let's read what the Nitziv says. The Nitziv asking the question, in the Hamak Davar, it's the, in my counting, the third source on the page, even though you can read number four, but each person. It says, V'amru b'rabba, the Medrash Rabba, v'yar b'shchina, v'yar b'malachim. V'inam v'vur kokach. What does that mean? V'yar, because the Pasuk says v'yar two different times. Saw the shchina, saw the malachim. V'o, the Medrash says, im yu mechavdim zed zed, b'nei adam gedolim him. There's a whole, if you look at the Medrash, it's very strange. It's that they're, it sounds like you're checking, are they, am I going to let them in if they're gedolim or ketanim? It says, l'chor kasha, Mr. Praise, the second one, v'chidarko shalachnas orchim, livdoko to tchila. What do I check, if the guy's a gadol or not? Does he have a gadol card or not? So he says, this is not the pshat. Pshat is as follows, al-kach ha'inyan, line three here in the mitziv. Ba'ashir sha'ya Avraham Avinu shakua b'oto shah b'avat Hashem. Avraham Avinu was immersed in Avat Hashem and Kabbalah Bnei Ashchin. Umilvanchu Tanug Nifla. He says it's an unbelievable Tanug. It is a mitzvah of Avat Hashem. Okay, a little bit different than what we're going to see within the Ramban. It is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? It's one of the Sheish mitzvot Midiot that is brought down, one of the six constant mitzvot that are brought up in the Sefer Achinuch, it's brought down in the first Bir Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. So he's not only doing the Tanug, but he's also part of the mitzvah of Avat Hashem. U'mikol makom, explains the Nitziv, imit rami izit mitzvah b'shah. If another mitzvah comes at the time that you're shakun Avat Hashem, you have to stop. Mechuyav lafsik v'mitzvah avat, that doesn't have any time limit, because it's a mitzvah t'midit. He says that's pshat in the Gemara here. Gedola mitzvah achnasas orchim yoter mekabolas bnei ashchina. Shenemar al na tavor me'al avdecha. Ina kavana, like the simple pshat, that what? One is greater than the other. That it's a memayit taron. One, I'm better than you. That the mitzvah, what? Oh, correct. Gedola mitzvah achnasim, that you have to stop. And because the nature of the mitzvahs, he says, the me doesn't mean, the me, I'm in the highlighted part, doesn't mean that one is greater, that Achnas Orchim is greater than a person Kabbalas Bnei Ashchina. Eloshi Gedola, the greatness is that it's Doche, the Kabbalas Bnei Ashchina. Why is it Doche? Because that's what Hashem wants. Kachu Ritzon Yishborach. She mitzvah ma'asit, a mitzvah ma'asit of Achnas Orchim is Doche, a mitzvah that doesn't have any set time. Mitzvah zu she'in la shiru uzman. And he brings a raya from Avram Avinu that he stopped from Kabbalah's Bina Shechina to be La'asok Ba'achnasas Orchim. And the Chiddush is exactly what Mr. Lightman said. For Ribusa Kamer, Da'afilu Achnasas Orchim, which is a mitzvah of Kimilus Chasadim Doche, Mikol Shekein, mitzvah Kvua Min HaTorah. Obviously, fine. That's not for now. Okay. Now, the... meaning, so the last part he said is, this is true. Again, it's not one is greater than the other. But rather, he's telling me that the Ratzon Hashem is what? It's a mitzvah ma'asit. Is doch a mitzvah shein lo shir zman. And then, what happens? And then he comes and he says, achin, he gives a limitation. He says, this is only true if it's a mitzvah she'ef shal la'asot bidei achir. That hachnas zorchim in this case couldn't be done by other people. But if it could be done by others, he shouldn't have been doch avat Hashem. Very similar to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. For most mitzvah, if somebody in Talmud Torah, if somebody else could do it, I shouldn't stop. From my Talmud Torah. He says that's Pshah in the Medrash that we had said. We had said he's checking, he saw Malachim and he saw Shekhinah. Last four lines in the Netziv. He says, Avram Avinu b'shah shirat ha-malachim, gam ra b'shekhinah. He says, I don't know what to do. Should I do kabos b'nei ha-shekhinah or should I be hachnasas orchim? Achar kach nityashiv b'davar. And he says, if these are b'nei adam gedolim heim, ve'ein kvodam litzavot l'mishartim l'achnis l'bayit. If these Malachim are gedolim, so then I shouldn't have my servants being machnis abayit. So therefore, in that case, it's a mitzvah she'ef shalas sota yidei achirin. And therefore, I myself have to do it, and I have to stop from kabbalas b'nei hashchin. But if these people are not, that it's fine if I send my servants. Avim heim hejotos. It's an efshal akayim mitzvah zoy dei achirin. Therefore, he can command sabet narav lachin sam lachilam. That's one pshat. Okay. The Ber Yosef says something similar, but a little different. Because here we're talking about the dinim of, that really it is a mitzvah of Avat Hashem. The Ber Yosef says what Mr. Schwartz had said, which is what? Based on the Ramban. The Ramban over here says that Gedol Achnasas Orchim Yoter Bekabayas Ben Hashchina is, the question again comes back to, if I'm Osik Ben Mitzvah, how can I stop? How can I stop? So what does the Ramban say? Ramban says, I'm not being Osik Ben Mitzvah. This Kabbalas Hashchina wasn't a mitzvah. The Ramban says, "V'zeh gilu yashchina elav lemalo kavoda." Just like when you came to the Mishkan, it was kavod. Look at the second line of the Ramban, last source on the first page. Keep me nei ishtadutam b'mitzvas haMishkan. The whole concept of being vayera kvod Hashem al kol ha'am after being involved in the Mishkan is a reward. By being involved in the mitzvah of the Mishkan, the reward was zachal riyas hashchina. Like we had said, there's no dibur here, but rather ella gumula mitzvah nasid kvar. This was what a reward. Ulodia ki ratza Elohim. It's to tell you that God what? God liked your actions. Kinen shemar kinemar ani betzedek achazem panecha esva beakeitz timunatech. And this is how the Ber Yosef explained based on this Ramban. Godol. Godo achnasas orchim me'akabalas b'nei hashchina is why it's telling me that by achnasas orchim, it's what it's telling me that it's so what it's the reward, right? As a result of the reward is great. Olam, it's like mamsh olam haba in this world. But what's the idea? Mitzvos. That's even greater than the reward here. Yafesh shah achas in this world is even greater than what. Of Yafesh Achas Mitzvah Samasim Tovim Bolam Hazeh from all of Chayil Olam Haba. Okay, this is what this principle is coming to tell me. Okay, that's what he says. V'Efshar Shinyan Kabbalat Pinah Shchina Zu Shel Avram Lo Hayta Begeder Mitzvah Klal. But it was a Tanug and Kibul Sachar. He quotes the Ramban as we had just said. Okay. Next, one other piece. So far we've seen two ideas. One idea is to teach me the halacha, that it's not greater, but if I have to choose, then one's a mitzvah ma'asit that needs to be done now versus a mitzvah she'in lo zman. So the idea is the mitzvah ma'asit comes, and then he brings up the whole idea of if it's Eif Shai Yecher. The second is not a mitzvah. The third interpretation, I believe, comes understanding as I. It's one of my favorite grammatical ideas. It comes up a lot. I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, when we were davening last week. I think I did. The whole concept of the Chilul Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Here's the Mem. I think I did it with you guys in Rosh Hashanah. I learned with Rosh Hashanah with you guys?
No.
I learned Sukkah with you?
Oh.
No, I was talking about them. Sukkah. So it was the year before. In Elzman, Rosh Hashanah. It says, Vatitav Mishor Par. Mishor Par. The Mem, in Hebrew, the assumption of our question is what? It's greater? That's crazy. But in grammar, there's a Mem Ayikaron, which means better. There's also a Mem HaMekor. Mem HaMekor means that where it emanates from. Godo Hachnasas Orchim Mikabos Pnei Hashchina. You know where your Hachnasas Orchim must come from? It's got to emanate from your Kabos Pnei Hashchina. The idea is when I'm being Machnas Orchim, it can't be because it's good for me. It's all about me. The Hachnasas Orchim's got to come when I see the Shechina in those guys, in the people that I invite. That's the greatness of Hachnasas Orchim. Not because of all the other arterial modes. So that's a whole different interpretation. The question is obviously how you fill that in to how you fit it in, because the idea is that the reason I'm leaving the Shechina is because I'm saying, look, I understand that the Orchim and me doing it all emanates from the Tzelem Elokim that they have. Correct. Beautiful. Beautiful. So you're not really stopping because it's just really like a hemshech. I understand. Right? Very nice. Very nice, Sam. Okay, go on to the next source, please. Breishit Perek Chafal. We always have to do.
Based off of that.
Yeah.
Isn't every mitzvah you do not a stop? Not like a hefsek from doing something for Hashem. Like, let's say you're davening and then you pick up a Tanakh. You're going from davening one thing, but it's that example. But like, I'm trying to think of like if you're just going from any mitzvah to mitzvah, even right. If it's alright, in the end of the day, it's not.
Okay,
it's only end of the day towards the same thing of Hashem. It's not, whether it's been Lamakom or been Lamakavero, at the end of the day, it's all connected to Lamakom.
The answer is, in a general rule, you're right, but there's halachic hierarchy that there are rules that you need to be doing. You know, for example, if you're Asuk, that's the question here. If you're Asuk b'mitzvah, there's a ritva in Masechah Sukkah that says it's Asur for you to go do another mitzvah. According to your thought process, I'm going from one mitzvah to another. The ritva has the terminology, this I did with you last year, that if you're Asuk b'mitzvah, that other next thing, which you thought is a mitzvah, is now halachically a rishus. It's nefach to rishus. Because it's Asur for me to go there. Asuk b'mitzvah, it's not patum in a mitzvah, it's Asur to go to that mitzvah. Right? Because how can I push aside? It's you're pushing it away. You're being mezalzel what you're doing right now. And the chiddush there is that it's true whether it's daraisa, darabanan, even if I'm now being involved with darabanan, that's a daraisa, it doesn't matter. Because you can't be mezalzel on the mitzvah that you're doing now. Okay? That was the ritva. And that's why it's, as much as you have ratzon, that's the chiddush again. What Sammy's saying is that it's a hemshech of Kabbalah's Pnei
Hashchina. That's why it's mediocre.
What?
That's why it's mediocre.
Look at Precious Perek Chaf. I said every time we have to do at least one Chassidus Shepshat. One Chassidus Shepshat. So here the Chassidus Shepshat is Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibar Tisha. Vatomer Tzara Tzichok Asa Li Elohim Ko Hashomea Yitzchakli. I saw this in Rav Baruch Simon Sefer. He said go look it up. So I looked it up and I thought it was very good, so I want to do it. Okay. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Yitzachakli, Hainu Yismachalai. The Simcha is what? Yismachu Achirim. Why are the people going to be happy? Because all the barren women were remembered. Because that day, what happened? Not only Sarah, but Harbei Cholim Nitrapu Bobayom. Because all the tefillot were answered. There was a lot of schok in the world, a lot of happiness. Right? So the simcha was over here, was that it was a simcha klalit for everybody. That's what Rashi says, right? Breshit Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Vav. That was here. Atomer Sarah Tzachoka Sali. God has made laughter for me. Kol Hashomei Yitzachakli. Whoever hears will laugh for me. Says Rashi, quoting from Unklus. Yismach Alai. This means they're going to rejoice over me. And he quotes the Medrash. Harbei Akarot Nifkedu Ima. Harbei Cholim Nitravu Bayom. Harbei Tfilot Nanu Ima. For Rov Tzachok Haya Ba'olam. There's much cheerfulness in the world. Says the Kedusha Salevi, a Yisod in Avat, a Yisod in Avodat Hashem. Because so many people says, you know what, it's very much connected to what we talked about, the Brit. So many people say, you know, when I'm religious, when I'm feeling good and it's going my way. But when pain and things don't go your way, they say, okay, it's a tough get going, you get out of the kitchen and you run away. Right? As opposed to really being there in the game. I was mentioning to a guy today who said he was discouraged. He wasn't fully chopping shear. It's tough. Maybe I shouldn't set such high goals. And I said to him, the main thing is, when you get discouraged and you're having tsar, there are two different types of people out there. Some people that give up and get out of the game, or you got to keep your head in the game. You got to keep your head in the game when things are struggling. You got to just be in the game. And that's what the Kedusha Salevi says over here. Not with the game, but the same Yisoh. Tzchok osali Elohim. Hine, says the Kedusha Salevi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Nibradis, Shekavonos Hashem Yisbarach B'ma Shepakta Le'id Ziknata. Hashem remembered at the time of Zikna, when she's old, V'lo Kederech Kol Ha'aretz B'shnei Anirim, not like the norm of having children when you're younger, K'dei Shetitztayer Al Zeh, in order that she will have pain, V'achar Kach K'sheyifgod Ota Yesimcha G'dola. Many times people just want it to be easy, but the idea comes that it's only after you go through that tsar, only then will you have the simcha gedola. The achar kach, after that tsar, when Hashem remembers her, there'll be a simcha gedola. Ki adavar sheba benakel belishum tsar. If it comes too easy for you, people just learn with the art scroll all the time. If you don't struggle at all, then you know it's not going to be meaningful to you. And this is what it means. Tzechok osali Elohim. What is Elohim? Midas Adin. At the beginning, it was Chinas Din. Shemona mimeni pribet bitni ad atazman ra. And as a result of that, tzechok osali Elohim. Kol that what? Kol hashomei tzachakli. But what happened as a result of that? Va'asali tzechok. V'simcha. That what happened? There was tzchok asali Elohim, as we said, b'china asadim, that he held it back. And now asali ke'et, but now that Elohim helped me what? Have real tzchok. Have real simcha. If you look, this is what we say in Tehillim, he says, v'zeu b'remez ha'pasuk, odecha ki ani tani. Thank you God for giving me afflictions. Only after I know that I'm struggling with it and I've had pains, only then I can have salvation. If you're not struggling, then you're not going to get the Yeshua. Also, Evan Moasu Aboni. And only afterwards, Haitala Rosh Pina. The Amar Me'it Hashem Haita Zot Klomar. I realized that which you, Hashem, afflicted me at the beginning, only afterwards I came to Yeshua. And therefore I understand, ki me'it Hashem haita zot. Right? As opposed to when Hashem just gives it to you easy, binorav, yeah, you just say it's by chance. Okay? As opposed to if you have ra b'tchila, v'achar kach m'sameach to aborei, baruchu b'shuato, fodeh to mitzara v'tzuka, then you understand, it's hashkachat Hashem, and you say, hi niflaot be'einenu. It's a beautiful piece. If you can get me the Ein Ayah, I remember which one. It's either Brachos Beis or Shabbos Beis. If you give me both of them, he talks about the concept when people are teaching the catch. When the people are here, Baruch Hashem, Brachos Samach Gimel, Samach Gimel Ot Shin Dal Men. There's a pasuk from Mishlei. that says Kimitz Chalav Yotzi Chema. Mishlei chapter 30. Kimitz Chalav. What's Mitz Chalav? Chalav is milk. Mitz Chalav is what we, in English we call whey, right? They call it whey? Is that the little juice? I think it's called whey, if I'm not mistaken.
In the U.S. or in Britain?
I think in the U.S. and in Britain. I think that's the proper English word.
As in curds and whey.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I think you haven't played Scrabble. In, that's what it's called? Scrabble? Another word? The word game? Awesome. Kimitz Chalav. From that, Yotzi Chema. But Umitz Af, Yotzi Dam. Umitz Apayim, Yotzi Riv. The Gemara learns out from this. What's Pshat? Bimiata motzi chema shel Torah. Where are you going to find the butter of Torah? Bimi shemaki chalev chalav. Sorry, where are you going to find mamish the richness? You know the difference between a cake where it's like margarine and butter. Oh, where are you going to find that richness of Torah? Only a person who regurgitates the milk sheyonek mishtei imo aleh from the mother's feeding. Says Rav Kook. That Rabim Hema pedagogim. I learned this. We had a seminar with the Rambam had a seminar last year, and they brought in a big Rav, and he taught us this Rav Kook. It's like literally the same idea of what the same idea that the Kedushas Halevi said, and it just hit me now. That's why I got it. Chazdei Hashem. Rabim Hema pedagogim. What's pedagogim? Teachers, right? Hamin Nasim Lavi Drachim Lahakel et Olalimud. What do I want to do? I want to always make it easier for you. V'choshvim, as a result of that, yaviu bracha la'olam b'haknotam et ha'yidiyot v'alimudim ha'torim bofen kal. I'm going to give it to you in the spark notes. I'm going to give it to you on a silver platter, the whole shita, everything in iyun. It's going to be all easy. I'm just going to read the mesifta and everything's okay. Shelo yitztarich ha'adam liot amel b'hem. To'elet ha'davar ina amnam ela mateh. It's mistaken. It's not only about the quantity, the quality. The more that you're able to work at it, the more ethical and moral stamp it will have on you. And therefore, only when the limud is not b'drachim kalim v'nochim l'klod, through yigiyah and avodah sichlid and working hard, mit'aleh ha'adam, that's when you're going to be elevated, l'midot na'alo, to better midot, u'liot notel ha'seichav ha'kol divrei kadosh b'avat chetzav lev, v'alimud po'el alav liot kulo natun masur l'limudav. And therefore, it's dafka the yigiyah that's going to help you. As opposed to if you learn b'ofen kal, below yigiyah v'avodah kabirah, it'll always be very superficial. Therefore, Chemashot Torah, the thing that's so special, the clarity, the tremendous Yirat Hashem, where are you going to find it? Bimi Timsa, it's only when you work hard and you sweat, and it's Adam La'amel Yulad, you got to work hard. And that's the person who's Maki Chalav Sheyanak Mishtei Imo Aleha. Through the tremendous toil, then you're able, what? To say, okay, just like, when you get older, you're gonna talk. You can't have breast milk. It's disgusting, right? Because it used to be easy, but that's not what you want. You want to be able. It's when you work hard and you work through that ritva, and you work through that Ramban, and you work through that machlokas Rishonim, you're able to get it. Are you able to work through what the machlokas, the Ramban, and Rashi is? It's kishmak. We move on. Okay, we have one more piece for today, which is the Akedah. Okay, and I'm not gonna do. I don't think I have time to do Vayichar Dvarim Eila, but I'll do the Malbim. I'll do the Malbim. If I have time, I'll come back to Vayichar Dvarim Eila. The Malbim, we always focus on. We focus on the first part of the test of the Akedah, which is Avram going to do it? Is it as I mentioned to you last week? Is a greater test for Avram, a greater test for Yitzchak? The Malbim comes and talks about the end of. The end of the Nisayon. Okay? The end of the Nisayon. The Malbim here, this is a golden, golden Malbim for you to remember. The Malbim says, when he comes, then he says what? Don't do it! Don't do it! Right? Towards the end. What's the language? Lo. At the end of the Akedah?
Oh, I just read it.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Vayomer al tishlach yadcha lanar va'al taslo meuma. Don't do nothing. Ki ata yadati ki rei Elokim ata v'lo chasachta et pinchas yitchidcha mimen. So, at that point, naturally, with all the introduction that we have, what do you think Avram Avinu's natural result is? Exactly. The blowing of the relief. Baruch Hashem, I don't have to do this. Because that's us, we're not Avram Avinu. That's what you would think. He's my bincha, yichincha. I've been waiting so long for him. He's ki yitzchak, yikarei lecha zara. Comes, the Malbim says, this is the Iker Nisayon. Look at the last source on the page. He says, ki Iker Nisayon haya im yaseh ha-mitzvah l'shem Hashem b'lvad b'lo ta'aruvet ezeb k'niyah v'kavanah zarah. The idea is he going to do this because it's Shem Hashem and not because he's just happy as a father? There are two mitzvot here. Shetchila, when he brought him up, kesheileu kiyem mitzvat Hashem, shetziva, at the beginning he says, go bring him up, valeu sham leolam. But now the second mitzvah, v'ata shoridu kiyem shenit mitzvat Hashem, because he says, al tishlach yarcha. Says the Malbim, in the third line, that which is Mekayim, the mitzvah Rishona, to bring him up below Shum Pini Azara, that's no Chiddush. Ain't that Chiddush? Ki haya yechol lekavot la'atzmo, he's a toelet me'akravat b'no yechido. Uvavad ayas azor rak l'shem shamayim. Why is he bringing up his only beloved son to as an Ola? Clearly the reason is why? Because Hashem commanded him to do it. He has no personal gain from it. But the second mitzvah, where he says, "Al tishlach yadcha lanar," aval mitzvah shenit shetziva lahorido, ze haya kashem ma'od. This is very difficult to do it for the Shem Hashem. Sheaseh l'Shem Hashem bovad. Ki alo haya neged einav toelat atzmo mashim atzil b'no yichido min amavet. He has a lot of personal gain because this is his only son. Now he's not going to be dead. Aval Hashem ayodea talmud leiv yada. Kikamo, just like God who knows our inner thoughts, just like Avram Avinu did the mitzvah Rishona for pure intentions, Rak LaHashem Hashem Bolvat, came gam b'mitzvah Shniyah. He was not sameach al horadato misimchat atzmo, b'avur shenitzal b'no yechido, but he was sameach because he was zoche l'kayim sheni mitzvah baro. What's the proof? Shaya kasheh b'inav horadato. I wanted to do something. Let me do something. He wanted to be able to follow mitzvah Hashem until he had to say, don't do it. And he said, ki ata min ha-mitzvah ha-shniyah she-kiyamta yadati ki rei Elokim ata ki lo chasacht. Ratzal lomar, that which you saved them from death, lo haya bo ezek kavana u-machshava chitzonit. There wasn't out external thoughts, ulterior motives. She'aleh alibcha she'chasachta mimovet et bincha mitzad shu bincha yichitcha. Lo ha'kavana zot chasachtocha. It's not because you're just his father, but rather because ki ata yirei Elokim ata. Because mimeni asita zot. Rak lemalot sivoy b'lo kavana acheret zara. He had pure intentions. Very, very high level that we see. And that the nisyonot that Hashem gives us, as we know, is to be able to make us better. That's what we see from this last Nisayon according to the Malbim. We'll mention next week about the Asar Nisayon. I said I'll mention it to you. We'll see from Rabbeinu Yonah what is the last Nisayon. Most people say the Nisayon is Akirat Yitzchak. But we'll see that some say the beginning of next week's parasha is the issue of Akirat Yitzchak. I have two more minutes. So let me just say Vayi Achara Adrei Ma'ila. Okay? Vayi Achara Adrei Ma'ila. Everybody asks, what is this Vayiachar Advar Meila that Elohim Nisat Abraham? What is this Vayiachar Advar Meila? Which Dvarim are you talking about? So there's a lot of interpretations. Rashi brings down two. There's the Radak over here. There's the Rashbam over here. I'm just going to tell you the pshat that I heard from a great, great Rav. If you look at it, Vayiachar, and I've mentioned this episode before, but it's important to hear. Look at the Tanakh. We always look at the Tanakh here. Vayiachar Advar Meila, you see that? Which Dvarim? So Rashi over here says Dvarim, you have it in the source sheets. Which Dvarim? So it's a Machlokas in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Yesh me Rabotenu, Rashi says, you know which Dvarim? There was Achar Dvarav Shal Satan. The Dvarim is the Sotah. Because he said he was accusing Avram Avinu. Mikol shesudah she'asa Avram lo hikriv lefanecha. The big suda that Avram did celebrating the his child Yitzchak, he didn't bring a korban to you. Parecha ro'ayelcha. So, meaning, the achara d'vime'ila is what? Is the Satan's having a go. That's how they say it in England. Having a go, which means they're attacking. They're attacking Avram Avinu. Right, very good. Okay. Having a go at Avram Avinu. Lo hikriv lefanecha parecha ro'ayelcha. Amar lo, he said to him, klum asa. So then, Hashem said to the Satan, didn't Avram Avinu do it Elav Shvil Beno? Ilo ayiti omer led to sacrifice him, he would not be ma'akev. So what's leading is what? This tremendous nisayon on Avram Avinu. However, as I mentioned, this Rashi highlights already the machlokis and the mafarshim, which nisayon is greater, Avram or Yitzchak. Because here, yesh omerim, that it's achar not devarav shel Satan, but devarav Yishmael. There was a big tiff going on between Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael was showing off and saying, I'm greater than you, Yitzchak. You, he said, what? I got bris milah by ben shlosh reis shana v'lo micha. He says, look, I got a bris milah. You got a bris milah when you're 8 days old. Yishmael says, I got a bris milah 13 years old, and I didn't what? I didn't say anything. So Yitzchak says, you're only one aver that you had the bris milah. If Hashem would say to me, Ilu Amar Li Akadosh Baruch Hu Zvach Atzmachal Lefanai, I would not be mitakeh. Now some say that it's even greater for Yitzchak. Why? Here it's saying what? If he would have said to me, but we know what happened. Did Hashem say it to Yitzchak? No. Who did Hashem say it to? Avram. Yitzchak believed. Yitzchak being here, the Torah Shabbat Peh. He didn't say it to me. He said it to my forefathers. The Yisod of Yitzchak. I mean, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, so Avram heard it directly. But Yitzchak didn't hear it directly. However, the last pshat for today is if you look, who is the last thing in the actual text? What is the last dibor before Pasachaf? If you look up before, what's the last dibor that happens? If you go up a couple of psukim, what is the last dibor that happens? Yeah, before that. Before this story, not Pasachaf, I'm sorry. At the beginning, at the end of Perachaf, Aleph. The end of Perachaf, Aleph, what happens? We had the whole thing with the treaty. That's what the Rashbam says here, that it's Akedah is all of a punishment. It's very, very difficult. But what do we have over here? Avram Avinu gives Tochacha to Avimelech. What's the last thing that it said? The words. Alkein Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Alkein, right? Karal Makomo Ber Shavu Kisham Nishbu Shnehem. They have a brit. Vayita Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the second to last, the penultimate Pasuk. Vayita Isha Bever Shaba. You see that in Pasuk Lamed Gimel? Planted the tree. Achila Shtiel Levaya. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem El Olam. Can you imagine the tremendous journey that Avram Avinu has gone? He now just made a brit. He's teaching us about Hachnasas Orchim straight out. He's Vayita Isha Bever Shaba. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem El Olam. Vayogar Avram Beretz Plishtim Yamrim Rabim. What does it say? Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'il. I've told this concept before, but I'll say it to you again. That what happens? Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'il. Avram Avinu has got to be feeling pretty good. Vayikra Hashem b'shem Hashem el olam. Givaldi. That's the whole point of life. Telling everyone that Shem Hashem. It's like lahavdil. It's like when you went and you were like, you were invited by the President of the United States to give the bracha. Right? It's around the world you hear him quoting Yisimcha Elokim Kefra. It's Givaldik. Is there anything more that I need? Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says Vayihi achar hadvarim ha'ila V'Elokim nisa at Abraham. The concept is called Mitzrayim de Kedusha. That's the Hasidic concept. Which means we're used to Mitzrayim de Tumah. We're used to what? Being constricted in our fight with the Yetzer Hara to make sure, okay, I'm doing this wrong, how am I not going to be closed up? We talked about that last week. Hotziya mimasker nafshi. How am I not going to be doing my Avodah Zarah and just saying, this is who I am? Keep it. This is who I am. That's what an old person is. An old person is not necessarily an 80-year-old person. An old person is, this is who I am. If a person is 18 and says, this is who I am, take it or leave it, then he's an old person. A person could be 90 years old and vivacious and very young because they realize that they have to continue developing. They continue going. Okay? That's our normal Mitzrayim to Tumah. Get me out of that Tumah. This is Mitzrayim to Kedusha. Mitzrayim Kedusha is Vayachara Dvrima Eila. I did amazing things, Avram Avinu. A person could say, Gevaldeh! Hashem says, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep going. You're doing well in Ksubos? You know what's starting this week? Makos. Where am I gonna do Daf Yomi with Makos? How am I gonna be able to do Makos? In what pace am I gonna be able within 23 days, 24 days, to be able to do Makos well with Ephron? The question is to continue developing. Have a good Shabbos.